2020 Democrat Candidates Unhappy with Reckless Strike Eliminating Soleimani. By Hannah Blow on January 3, 2020. Presidential hopefuls condemn President Trump's decisive action that resulted in the elimination of Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, calling it reckless and doubting the president's judgment. The Pentagon confirmed in a statement that the U.S. military successfully eliminated Soleimani, the commander of Iran's elite military forces and director of terrorist proxies abroad. News that followed this week's attack on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, which Soleimani reportedly approved. The Pentagon said in a statement, General Soleimani was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and throughout the region. This strike was aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans. The United States will continue to take all necessary action to protect our people and our interests wherever they are around the world. Several 2020 candidates took issue with Trump's decision. While Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, recognized Soleimani as a murderer who was responsible for the deaths of thousands, including hundreds of Americans, she described the action as a reckless move. In an appearance on Fox and Friends, Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, asserted that the action violated the Constitution. This was very clearly an act of war by this president without any kind of authorization or declaration of war from Congress, clearly violating the Constitution, she stated. It further escalates this tit-for-tat that's going on and on, will elicit a very serious response from Iran and push us deeper and deeper into this quagmire, she added. And it really begs the question, for what? Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, posted reactions on both of his verified Twitter accounts, affirming his anti-war position and promising to do everything that he can to prevent a war with Iran. Because if you think the war in Iraq was a disaster, my guess is that the war in Iran would be even worse, he said in a video posted to Twitter. So let's work together and prevent that war. And people want to criticize me for that? Go for it. That's okay. I don't apologize to anybody, he added. Trump's dangerous escalation brings us closer to another disastrous war in the Middle East that could cost countless lives and trillions more dollars, Sanders wrote in another tweet. While former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, stated that Soleimani was a threat to the safety and security of Americans and the nation's national security interests, he stopped short of approving the action, citing the lack of consultation with Congress. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, D, also recognized Soleimani as a murderer with the blood of Americans on his hands. However, he doubted Trump's ability to make a sound decision, writing, but given his track record and his history of making reckless and impulsive decisions that undermine U.S. strategic objectives and weaken our allies, most recently in Syria, there is every reason to be deeply concerned. He added that the administration must move to de-escalate this crisis. More. Trump defended the action on Friday, proclaiming that Soleimani should have been taken out many years ago.